You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, you're hearing the Parks and Rec theme from the TV show, and I think it's appropriate for this next segment. The Parks and Recreation Department for the Juneau City and Borough has always got just so many moving parts and pieces, and I'm really excited to talk with the man who manages this big machine, George Schaaf. He is a director of the program. Glad you could steal some time with us today in your busy schedule.
Thank you so much for having us, Rhonda. I love talking about Parks and Recreation.
You know, one of the things I think that's important, it's a good time of the year to start talking about this because there are summer jobs and things like that that kids will be looking for. But you are hiring, right, right now, looking for people?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of positions open right now. So if folks are looking for some part-time employment for the summer, if you're home from school or you're going to have folks home from school, or just want some really fun jobs, we've got a lot. So we've got lifeguard positions, swim instructors, group exercise instructors for our aquatics programs. We've got park maintenance and groundskeeper positions throughout the city. It's a great opportunity to spend your summer outside here in Juneau. And you can find more information on all of those at juneau.org. So we've got lots of jobs that pay really well, and we'd love to have some wonderful folks join our team. It's a really fun place to work.
Did the job flow kind of get cut off during COVID because some programs sort of downsized during COVID?
You bet. Yeah, I think, you know, we're seeing the same challenging labor market that everybody in the country is seeing right now. And, you know, that's also being compounded a little bit that we rely a lot on our part-time employees. We have part-time folks working at the field house, at both pools. We have part-time seasonal folks who work in all of our parks and in our groundskeeping programs. And we lost a lot of those folks during the pandemic. A lot of people got laid off, and we're still rebuilding our workforce a little bit.
Well, that's good to hear that you're coming back and hopefully coming back strong. I just am curious about the kids that you hire for this. Do you really think it's important that there are these opportunities for kids to find work? Because it must be sort of almost a life-changing kind of thing to have a job in your youth and kind of get set up for the work world.
It is. And some of our jobs are really ideal for folks just starting in the workforce. You know, it's a great way to get used to some of those essential life skills, you know, showing up on time and going to training and getting some really good skills that you can take and market later. And then, you know, it's also great for folks who are mid-career or even retired. We've really got a lot of different positions that are well-suited for all kinds of folks at different points in their life.
Well, we were just hearing about this wonderful skating show that's coming up. And of course, you know, a lot of the wintertime activities for people center around the Treadwell Arena. But I imagine that the clock is ticking on the window to take part in activities there.
It really is. Yeah, we love our rink over in Douglas. And I tell everybody who will listen, it's the best sheet of ice in the state. And if you've skated on it, you know that's true. And it's going to be closing for the season soon. Our closed season is getting shorter and shorter. We're keeping the ice in a little bit longer every year, it seems. But it'll be closing in April. So before then, though, we've got a speed skating clinic, which is really exciting. Michael Schuler and Andrew Dyke have really been doing amazing work trying to get kids and adults excited about speed skating here in Juneau. And so they're doing a clinic April 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th, and they're going to be one-hour sessions. They're $15 a session, or you can do all four for $50. And pretty much everything's provided. But it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, and we've got space limited to 20 skaters. And then also we've got Youth Try Hockey coming up, and that's with the Juneau Douglas Ice Association, one of our partners for youth hockey over at the rink. And they're going to be doing two try hockey clinics for kids ages 4 to 17 on April 9th and 16th. So if you got some kids that might be interested in playing hockey, it's a great opportunity for them to learn a little bit about the sport.
And I think one of the wonderful things is that you've got an opportunity for kids, small kids, to get introduced to the ice, and it's affordable. As I say, it's the best price, free. How does that work for the kids?
Sure. So this is something that's really great. Every third and fourth grader in Juneau can skate for free all year long at Treadwell Arena. All of our open skates are public open skates. They can come and skate for free. We do have an ulterior motive there because third and fourth graders, that's the time that you build habits for later in life. And we want to get kids excited about ice skating. So it's a great thing for the community. We're really pleased to do it. And we know that it's helping us build the next generation of skaters, too.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, what about all the equipment and things that kids need? Do they get to use the skates there, the rentals, for free as well?
We do. We have skates that are available at the rink, and our staff are happy to help folks get set up.
So that's a very good deal. All you have to do is get there to enjoy that.
Pretty much, that's it.
Wow. Well, I guess I guess we're thinking about winter here, and this is soon going to shut down. So thinking about spring, changing gears, I know that the city is so much a part of making Juneau a wonderful place in the summer, a sight for the eyes and the senses, and the Adopt a Flower program is part of that. How is that going, and when does that start up?
Yeah, so really, you know, we talk about it as our big show every year. All the annuals that you see downtown, you know, even on the dreariest day, you see those brightly colored flowers and all the barrels and the medians and the baskets downtown, and it just really brightens you up. And it's something that our staff take a lot of pride in. And we've had the Adopt a Flower program for a number of years. And the past few years, it's been really exciting to see the community come together and support it. So it's an opportunity for citizens, businesses to support the big show throughout the downtown area and waterfront. And you can make a donation through our website at juneau.org/parks-recreation. And any donations that we receive by May 15th will be included on the recognition sign that's there at Marine Park Plaza. And yes, how the flowers are going, they're going great. So we have our greenhouse there at Diamond Park, and there are 16,000 annuals that we start from seed every year. It's really a wonderful place. This time of year, it's sunny, it's warm in the greenhouse, it smells good. And you just know that all those flowers are going to be exploding all over town later this summer.
You know, last year, one of the things that I really enjoyed, aside from just having those flowers light up a cloudy day, is somebody down by the Whale Park was leaving these little painted stones in the barrels. And, of course,
yep.
The thing was you're supposed to enjoy it and then hide it somewhere else for someone. So it's just kind of one of those special things. I think the flowers kind of invite people to be happy, to enjoy life. And so I thank all the people that help with that. Looking to summer, looking ahead to spring, any other things you want to share with us about things that are going on?
Sure. So you're going to see a lot of activity in our parks. We have a lot of construction projects that are going to be starting or continuing this summer. We're going to be completing Capitol Park there behind the state capitol. We have lots of trail projects going on with our partners over at Trail Mix. The Treadwell Ditch is going to continue to get a lot of attention, which is really exciting. We have Turf for Tots is in full swing over at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. So that's something that I know a lot of parents have been asking about. When is that going to come back? And it is back. So it's a great thing to do on a rainy day or a sunny day is go out to the fieldhouse and let those kids run down some energy on 27,000 square feet of artificial turf. So that's Monday through Friday, twice a day, from 9 to 11 and 11 to 1.
Well, one of the things, too, that's coming up is the Ironman. And I understand that, you know, that could affect use of some things. But do you think that having beautiful parks and things like that are kind of the draw for a big event like Ironman?
You know, I think it really is, and we're excited to really show off our home here in the capital city for that big event. That's going to be a really big deal. We've been working closely with the organizers of the race, along with the University of Alaska Southeast, which is hosting it, and it's going to, the elements of the race will be taking place on some of our city parks, so the running race will be through Brotherhood Park, at least part of it, as well as Montana Creek Natural Area Park. And the swim course is going to be on Auk Lake, which is going to be a really, really big deal.
So the community doesn't get inconvenienced by all of this? Have you got some plans in the works?
We've been working very closely with all the agencies here in Juneau, along with Iron Man. I think that there will be some inconveniences. Certainly, there'll be some impacts to the roads. And I've been really impressed with all the planning that the Iron Man organization has been putting into this. I think it's going to be a really smooth operation. It'd be good to keep in mind a little bit of patience on the day of the race. It definitely will be a little bit hectic out the road. But I think it's going to be a really good thing for Juneau. We're excited to have them.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a big commercial for Juneau because all of this is going to be recorded, televised, so people will see the bicyclists streaming by the beautiful scenery and hopefully want to come here.
It's going to be something else. Yeah, seeing 1,500 people swimming in Auk Lake and running on the road and biking out the road, it's going to be quite a spectacle for sure.
Well, I want to thank you so much, George Schaff, for being here with us and giving us a look ahead to April and some of the other things that are coming up. George Schaff is director of the City and Borough of Juneau's Parks and Rec Department. Again, thanks for the 360-degree view of things.
Thanks, Rhonda. Thanks for having us.